I want to focus on the very end of the Tosis that we left off with yesterday. The Tosis was Mechadesh that Tashlumei Truma is Kapara. It's distinct from Tashlumei Me'ila, even though in both cases the Torah's Mechayev Karen B'chomesh, and Tosis in numerous places points out that they're similar. They're both Tashlumei Hegdish. But fundamentally, there's a difference in terms of defining it. The nature of the chiyuv of Tashlumei Truma B'shogeg is kapara, unlike Tashlumei Me'ila. And this is therefore the reason why you don't say kam l'drab minei to pater Tashlumei Truma, even though Tosis holds that you say kam l'drab minei by chayv krisis shogegin, the same way we do it by chayv mises based in shogegin. But the reason why the Mishnah would say that Ha'ochel Truma has come to Pesach to Shogeg Chayiv is because it's a kapara. So what does Tosis ask on that from the Mishnah? Oh, so Tosis points out, for example, that's why the coin can't be mochel. The Mishnah says that the coin can't be mochel Mishnah Trumas. That's because it's a kapara. That's why a person who has Truma of his own, but he's a czar, and he eats it, he also has to be Karen B'chomesh, because it's a kapara. So what does Tosis ask? From the Mishnah Yevamos, you have a case of a Safek Kohen, Kohanes Shesar V'Ladu V'Lachet Chas V'Shichu Zeh, or the other case, Safek Ben Tisha L'Rishon Ben Zayin L'Acharon, so you don't know if the father was a Kohen or not. He might be a Kohen, he might not be a Kohen, he was Nisarev, two children were Nisarev, and it turns out one is entitled to eat Truma, one is not entitled to eat Truma, so you don't know, therefore, if they should be Chayiv Karen V'Chomesh if they eat Truma. If they're a Zar, they're Chayiv Karen V'Chomesh. If they're not, if they're really a Kohen, they're Pater. So the din is that Imisham Karen V'Chomesh, that Hamotzi Mechaber Lo V'Raya, there's no requirement for them to have to pay Karen V'Chomesh to a Kohen because maybe they don't owe it. Maybe they're Kohanim. But Tosis raises a question. That makes sense if we define Tashlumei Truma in terms of Mamonis. In Hilchas Mamonis, the rule is Hamotzi Mechaber Lo V'Raya. But if we define Tashlumei Truma as Kapara, and that's what Tosis did, he proved that, so why would the din be that Ein Misham and Karen V'Chomesh? G'chayvu Misafek. Misafek, they should have to pay Kapara. You might need a Kapara. It's not just a pure issue of Mamon. It's an issue of you might need a Kapara. You might be a Zar, and therefore Misafek, it's an Isur issue. Safek Isur. You have to eat a kapara. It should be defined by Mamonis, by Kolam of Mamonis. You should have to pay Misafek because it's a kapara. What is Tosis' answer? In effect, he splits between Hafrasa and Nesila. And he says, in a chinami, to the extent that there's a kapara that's needed, there would have to be what it takes to have kapara. Namely, Hafrasa. To the extent that there is a mumminess issue involved, Hamotzi Mechaber Ol Olav Araya. What are the words of Tosis? The issue Omar, the Vadai Tzrichin LaHafrish. No doubt, Hafrasa is required. However, Avo Enosin LaKohen. So they have to be Mafrish something as Truma. They don't have to give it to the Kohen. When it says, Emisham Karen V'Chomesh, it means they don't have to give. They don't have to pay the thing that they're mafish. They're mafish chulin to take the place of the truma that they ate. They mafish it. It becomes truma, sounds like. So it doesn't spell it out with some fee. But you don't have to give it to the Kohen. So the Chanami, the Moshe V'Raya refers to the not having to give it to the Kohen. Ulefizet Sarech Lomar, if this is the case, you have to therefore assume Shakapara Tuya Behafrasa, that the Kapara is not necessitated by the Nesina. You don't need the Kohen to get it for the Kapara to be attained, because then of course you'd have to give it to the Kohen, Misafik. Kapara demands that Misafik, you have to do whatever it takes to get Kapara. The answer is the Kapara is attained already with Afrasa. A Kapara Tuliya B'Afrasa. And what else do we have to say? V'ha de'ein ha'kon yachol limchol. In other words, one of the rayas that Tosa said before that the truma is a kapara is because ena kohen yochel limcha. But now you're telling me the kapara is not a function of giving it to the yad kohen; it's a function of the kapara of the afrasa. So then, what is it that the kohen can be mochel? So the kohen can be mochel to the extent that you wouldn't have to be mafish something and designate it to be truma. But regarding the actual getting it to the kohen, now we're not dealing with kapara. Kapara is attained already. So as far as the delivery to the kohen, that mechila works. Tosa is saying something very interesting. There's kapara through kafrasha, and there's nesina. And therefore, everything works out. Why? Misafek, you need afrasha. Because kapara, you have to do misafek, whatever you need for kapara. The nesina to the kohen, that's a mamnes issue, marshal makmir of araya. Mechila cannot take short circuit what's necessary for kapara. Therefore, you can't be mochel to the extent that he won't have to be mafish. You can be mochel, though, post afrasha. So first of all, just the very distinction is a bit interesting. How do you separate hafrasha and nesina? After all, what did the pasuk say? The pasuk says v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. That's the four words of the chumash. Ish ki yoch hakodesh b'shkaka v'yasam chabishis v'olav, and then v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. So where does it say hafrasha? And Tosis is saying hafrasha is everything. Hafrasha is the kapara, everything. But that's the main part of what's happening here. To get the kapara, it's really hafrasha that's required. The nasan lokon is a kodesh. That's not necessary for kapara, seemingly. So it's odd on that level that the Torah would emphasize nasan lokon is a kodesh and not emphasize hafrasha. You have to know what to do with that. Exactly what takes place with kapara, Tosus doesn't spell out. The kapara is truly about frasha. So what does that mean? What happens now? Pashtus becomes truma, right? In other words, what's the halacha? When you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to take chulin according to whatever it was that you ate. There's a shita lefi mida mishalim, according to the whatever amount, the pound, whatever it is. Or if you don't misham, according to the value of what you ate. Either way, you take food, you mafresh it, it becomes truma, and you give to the kohen that you took it from, and you give a chomesh to whatever other kohen. So at what point does it become kadosh, because it's truma? Tosus doesn't directly speak to that issue. One would certainly get the sense that if Tosus is saying kapar tuya b'hafrasha, then what happens with the hafrasha? It becomes truma now. In other words, my nafkamina. Obviously, if a person eats truma b'shogeg, they chayv keren b'chomesh. So when a person is now paying his keren b'chomesh for truma he ate, and what he's paying is going to become truma, so we have to know when it becomes truma to know when the next person who eats that b'shogeg is going to be chayv keren b'chomesh. If somebody eats the produce that you designated to give to the kohen to replace the truma that you ate, but the person ate it before you actually gave it to the kohen, would that second person be chayv keren v'chomesh? Seemingly it depends on whether it's kadosh yet. Tosa says the kapara is already affected through the afrasha. Sounds like there's already a kedushas truma now. That's what is a kapara. Tosus doesn't directly say it, and the reason why it's strange is we'll soon see in a minute, the Rashash is ma'orah, the point that is apparently machokis in Yerushalmi about this very issue. If hafrashasa mekatshasa or nisinasa mekatshasa. So Tosus apparently might be taking sides on that question without telling you exactly that. Question?
It just sounds like the pasuk says that it would be before, because it says you give him the kodesh, but...
Okay, but the Gemara Dash is Dava Harai Lios Kodesh. That's the Gemara Dash is the words Nasan Kohen Esa Kodesh. Dava Harai Lios Kodesh. So I don't know if you darshan it that way, you really don't know when it. But we'll see the Makoros of two Shitas in a second. I'll read you to Tos Kohanim in a second. We'll read to you in a minute. Okay, But there's a bigger problem here in Pshat, and that's the Kasha the Nesivis in the Sefer Beis Yaakov Aksubis. That's the Nesivis. He asked the obvious question in Cheshbon itself of the Tosus, Minei Uvei, something is wrong, because if Tosus is saying, apparently, that two things happen as a result of the person who eats Kodesh B'Shgagi, eats Truman B'Shogi, he's Mechuyev what? He's Mechuyev to be Mafrish, and that's what creates the Kapara for him. And then there's also the halacha of giving it to the Kohen. V'nasan Kohen is a Kodesh, presumably means that he gives it. Strange that the Torah didn't emphasize the Hafrasha, but ultimately it's got to go to the Kohen. But that angle is really a mumminous angle. That's something that misafik you wouldn't have to do if it's not for sure that you owe the Kohen. Hafrasha, you do misafik because you need kapara, so that even misafik you have to do Hafrasha, but the giving to the Kohen, that's considered mumminous. So what is odd then? That we're back seemingly to the problem Tosus has been wrestling with the entire Tosus. We have the case of a person who eats Trumas Chametz the Pesach, the Shogeg, and the Mishnah says there, Chayiv Karen B'Chomesh. As opposed to if it's B'Mezid, he's Pater. And the Gemara explains one way to read that Mishnah Tosus is working with, that the mazid you putter because klim leb drab minei. So how come b'shogeg yechayev? Tosus said because it's a kapara. If it's a kapara, so then you can't putter with klim leb drab minei. What's a kapara? That's the answer Tosus is working with. Goli is not true. Goli is only megala that you pay b'shogeg in the context of a mitzvah b'shamayim. In the context of a chametz, the Pesach situation, the karas should patter, like we find by Hegdish. So why by chametz, the Pesach, by truma, do we say that he has to pay? Because it's a kapara. Now, what does it mean? He's chayv karen v'chomesh. Mishalim. It means he's mafish, or means he pays? What does it mean? It means he pays. How do I know? Because it says ain't no chayv karen v'chomesh, ain't mishalim by the case of the suffik. And Tosu says, what does that mean? He's mafish, but he doesn't pay. Right, so that's one mishnah, Yevamis. You have mishnah in Psachim, it says, Misham ken l'chomesh, obviously means he pays. So now, if Tosu says that the kapara is linked to the afrasha, and beyond that, mechila works. Because beyond that, we're dealing with a mumminous situation. So therefore, beyond that, we should therefore allow for Kohen Rabbeinu to erase the obligation to pay the Kohen. So how did Tosus lost his answer now? When you finish the Tosus, we have to go back a few lines, and we lost our answer from before. What did Tosus say? He saved the day, right? Tosus said that the answer is that kapara, that can't be exempt from the Rabbeinu. It's kapara. What's kapara? Tosus concludes, it's the Hafrasha. So the Hafrasha, you have to do misafik, and Hafrasha, you can't patter with Kohen Rabbeinu, but giving to the Kohen? Why do you have to give it to the Kohen? Come and drop me. That's the kasha of the Beis Yaakov. So what does he... Can I borrow? So what does he say? Oh, it's mine. Okay. See you the whole day. I left it here. Still good to ask my sister. Right? What does the Beis Yaakov say? Interesting. He says, basically, we already intuited the point that it's already Kodesh, it's already Truma with a Hafrash. Right? Tosus didn't say those words, but it seems obvious. Why is there a Kapara? Because it's already Kodesh. Sounds good. Okay, but now there's Halacha, the Torah says, Nasal Kohen is a Kodesh, which means that you have to give it to a Kohen. For example, any individual who's Mafrish Truma, regular Yisrael is Mafrish Truma, now it's Truma, there's a mitzvah also to give it to the Kohen, to give it to a Kohen. The halacha of Nasa Kohen Sakodesh is a mitzvah. A mitzvah. He has to fulfill the mitzvah, say, to give it to the Kohen. Says the Beis Yaakov, you can't tell me that Kohen Rabbeinu is going to erase the obligation of the mitzvah, say, to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen Rabbeinu can erase a monetary obligation. If you incur a chiyuv, mamon, Kohen Rabbeinu can erase that. But if it's a question of a mitzvah saseh, That's not subject to coming to Rav Meir. That's what he seems to say. It's a chiddush. Interesting. The Nira Li, the Hadakat Sabach Mad of Nasal Kohen, Inamishim Tashlumin Shal Gezel Kohen. Raku Mitzvahs Asay, the Kishahir Fish Nasin Truma. Kimon Asinas Truma Meafrashas Kri Shalom. The Koshu Mitzvahs Asay, Ein Kimreb Drab Mine Poter. Abukishu Safik. Eino chayiv kimo b'shas safik truma she'adinu demafish truma mulatzmo kimo safik petach hamor she'mafish behu shelo. He mentions, for example, the halacha is if you have a petach hamor, so it's the firstborn of a donkey, it's asur b'hana, and what has to happen to release the isur hana? You have to mafish a seh, and you give the seh to the kohen, and it's chulin b'yad kohen, it doesn't have kedusha, but the kohen's getting the mumminess of the seh, releases the kedusha that exists on the bechor of the chamor, the petah chamor. Let's say it's a suffix whether this donkey is a bechor or not, so it might need pidyon, it might not be pidyon. So then he's mafrish a seh, v'hu shelo. You don't have to give it me suffix. Because you maybe don't need pidyon. So to here, there's a mitzvah asay, but you don't have to necessarily give it because it's misafik. You don't have to give it. But coming to Rav Meir there, you can't use the patr the mitzvah. Okay, I know what to say. It's interesting svara. One thing I see though in the Beis Yaakov, and he's saying something is already chal with the hafrash. In a sense that it's like a person is mafish his own produce and it's truma, but he has to give it to the kohen. That's something else. One thing though, one ha'ara, maybe this is what you're thinking. But what did Tosafos say about mechila though? Once you have afrasha, so now what? Mechila will work. Even though what you have here is a mitzvah. But and a mitzvah you don't say kamadrav mineya, but you do say he can be mocha. No, you don't have to give it to him. That yes. Kamed Rabin, they can't take away the mitzvah. Misafik, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, even though it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but you don't have to give it misafik. But mechila will work. That's what comes out according to him. But still, it's still strange on many levels, right? What if the pasuk seem to leave out the hafrasha? And is it really so clear that the hafrasha creates the chalos kedusha? Question. Yeah.
I can understand the Karen at least, how it could possibly be the mitzvah, because that it's the mitzvah itself, but how could the Chomesh be at all be considered like the mitzvah? I just don't understand.
The Torah is your mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, v'yasav chamishiso, v'nasan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, you have to give Karen v'chomesh. That's the mitzvah.
But the mitzvah, the original, to compare back to the original mitzvah, that you have to...
Right, that's true. It's not right, it's true.
Like that's what the Nesivis compared to that, yeah. Back to that,
yeah. Yeah. So here Torah says that the package becomes Mechuyev Zikvi Batar Kohen. You can separate which Kohen, that's interesting. You give the original person who owned the Truma is what you give the Karen to, the Chumash go to anybody. But it's still a package. The package goes to the Kohen. 1-2, yeah. Nachman and Yosef.
So what was the distinction between like Karen Pog and what it can?
He says, if it's on a mitzvah asay ain't kim dam nepoter. It doesn't elaborate. On a mitzvah asay ain't kim dam nepoter. Yeah, Yosef.
So he says that it can be poter, but when you have a suffix introduced, when you have a suffix mitzvah asay, so is he saying that the suffix rings of the mitzvah asay?
Right.
Is he saying that once you have a suffix, then the
this is true a lot. This is a question you ask in general. Why, if it's a suffix, whether I owe the coin, the money, the matnas kahuna, whatever case, by the pidyon petach hamor, let's say, suffix b'chor, so the din is, hamotz metal overaya. So the question all the achronim, try to figure out is, but it's a suffix mitzvah. So why do you say, hamotz metal overaya? But no, it's not just about money. It's not, do I owe you money? Did I borrow? Did I not borrow? Did I pay? Did I not pay? Me suffix, I don't have to pay you now. No, this is not just about a chov. It's a milvah ksuba b'torah, so to speak. It's potentially you owe it because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that creates the obligation. So from the perspective of mitzvah, misafik, you should do the mitzvah.
Right.
So this is a very famous, Rav Shimon famously these questions, Rav Shari Yosher. What's the basic boil down, what does it boil down to the answer? If there's no, you have to first determine whether there's a chov. If there's no chov in terms of dinim mamonis, then it's not a mitzvah. In other words, you can't separate the mitzvah from the chov. But what he is doing, though, is saying, we don't separate. In other words, here, it's in terms of a mitzvah, you can't part with the mitzvah.
But once the suffix is introduced, then you can throw in kimle into the bottom.
What?
If
you don't have to do anything, you know, before Tosfos was Machadish, this Indian about Frasha and Kapara and so on, so kimle b'damine, you don't owe anything, you don't have to do anything. Once it's a question of bring it to the Kohen, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, you don't say kimle. I don't fully understand it, but I hear it. You know what I'm saying? I can't really elaborate too much because I don't know what else to say except the words that he's saying. So, okay, you have to know. I mean, in terms of your question, obviously, when a case of a suffix is concerned, the halacha, the mamonis, will dictate whether or not you have to do the mitzvah or not. That's for sure. But in terms of kimle, you're not going to be able to negate the requirement to give it to the kohen because of kimle rabbi. That's
even by the suffix.
No. The case of kimle is not a suffix. Ochel tumas chomesh bePesach. That was our question. Chayv keren v'chomesh. I kimle b'dramine should pater the giving it to the kohen. Says no, the giving to the kohen is mitzvah asay. That doesn't get exempted with kimle b'dramine.
When you have a suffix,
whether you have to give it,
then can you introduce kimle, or is it just that we?
No, you don't need kimle. No. If it's a suffix, you don't have to pay. You don't need kimle. You don't have to pay because it's misafik. You don't have to pay. Hamotzi mechaber, love it right.
And if we follow the path that says that misafik, it seems to be that it's still a mitzvah. So misafik, you do a mitzvah.
No, but no one ever said that. That you don't have to go. You don't have to go beyond that. That's Rav Shimon's and everyone else's explanation. That so, when you have a suffix on whether you owe the kohen, the matnas kahuna, you don't say, well, misafik, you have a mitzvah. Kapara is Tosa's point. Kapara might be different. But just in terms of the fact that the chov is also a mitzvah, the obligation to give the kohen is also a mitzvah, I don't say, well, misafik, you have to do the mitzvah. No. Misafik, I don't have to pay him because misafik, I don't owe him the money. Maybe I don't have the mitzvah, but maybe I do. But if I don't have to pay, then that's what's koveya. That determines whether I have to give him. Whether in terms of the mummies. To the extent that in the mumminess I don't have to give him, then I don't have to do the mitzvah either. Nothing more need be said. Ben?
Yeah. Having trouble understanding the difference between the chiyuv to give money to a kohen and the chiyuv to give money if you borrow a debt. Aren't they both? Isn't it a mitzvah also pay your debts?
Priyas Bachov Mitzvah, that's correct. But, you know, in terms of coming with Rabbi Minah, you're Mazik, versus Hiddikas Agadish B'Shavas. Right? So that you don't have to pay for the damage because he's Chayiv Misa for Chil Shavas. So you're saying, but what? But there's a mitzvah to pay for your damages.
Right.
So what's, you answer your own question. Go ahead. Okay, let's spell it out.
A chiyuv misa overrides a chiyuv
tashlum. No, but whatever it is, kamid ramine. It's only by a kamid ramine. Here it's a shogin, here it's a nizidin. Let's say it was shogigin. Let's say the same thing. I mean, so kamid ramine says he's part of the tashlum, but the tashlum is a mitzvah.
There's a reason I asked the question.
No. Okay, let's hear it. Anyone help out? Yes, sorry.
It's a knas. It's not falling out of the mitzvah.
Yeah, Aaron?
The mitzvah.
No.
The mitzvah is to pay debts, as in the debt is as in kimle b'dravine, it doesn't let the chiyuv tashlum nichal. As opposed to with...
There's no debt.
As opposed to with Truma, where it would be...
The mitzvah is...
The hafrasha makes it chal, so therefore the kimle can act.
So that hafrasha made it what? Made it
as in you've already started the tashlum process.
You think it's interesting? I'm going to go there eventually, but I don't know if I necessarily need it for right now. But I hear what you're saying. Saying there was already the process has begun already. Okay.
The debt doesn't start for you to have to pay it back.
Kimmel Rabbeinu erases the fundamentally.
It doesn't make it start and then stop.
There is no debt. If you're exempt, you're exempt. Finished. I, there's a mitzvah to pay it. The mitzvah is only to pay what you owe. If you don't owe, you don't have a mitzvah.
So
you know what about over here? Well, I told you about a case of Suffolk as well. If you don't have to pay me Suffolk, then you don't have the mitzvah. Well, you don't have to look at it as a Suffolk mitzvah anymore. So over here, say I don't have to pay the Kohen if I have no mitzvah. I think the difference is this. I mean, you're all saying different things that may be approaching this. Where is it? What's the core issue? Is the core issue a chov or the core issue is a mitzvah? There's obviously both aspects. You know, you pay your chov, you fulfill a mitzvah. But where does it start? Where does it begin? Is it defined as mitzvah, which is a chov? Or is it defined as a chov, a monetary obligation, which is also a mitzvah? Because when you do damage, it doesn't start off, you have a mitzvah to pay for damages. No. There's a halacha, you know, you have to pay your damages. It's not, which might also, in any case, prius b'chov is not the same thing as damages anyway, so I don't know, b'chov, we're necessarily assuming it's a mitzvah in that respect, so I don't know if the question quite is, but it could be nogea maybe by a prius chov too. But let's even assume there is a mitzvah per se, but the mitzvah is only an outgrowth of the fact that it's an obligation, a monetary obligation. Here it's the other way around. The chov is defined, I mean the mitzvah is defined as that, as to pay. But nonetheless, in terms of a suffix situation, if you don't have to pay, then that will impact on the mitzvah. That's clear as well, by suffix matnas kahuna. Okay, well, let's broaden the conversation, broaden the discussion in terms of what the Rashash brings in and many Achronim bring in, and that is, there is a Mefurish of Yerushalmi, and it's the Torah Kohanim and the Yerushalmi, that seem to quote in Machokas Tanoim as follows. The Rashash quotes it like this, here. Then we'll read it inside, in the Torah Kohanim. Seemingly, what Tosis is saying here, that kapar tuli lafrasha, is a machokes tanaim Torah Kohanim and the Yerushalmi, afrasha mekatsa onesina dafka. Let's start with the Torah Kohanim. What is this exactly? He says it's Rebbe, in Toskanim it's Remeir, I'm not quite sure, but the Torah Kohanim says, Parshas Emor, of course, Yachol tehei hafrashaso mikatshaso, l'chayiv alav keren v'chomesh. Now, with Benogea, what are we discussing with our hafrashas mikatshaso? That from here on in, if someone eats it, b'shogeg, he'll have to pay keren v'chomesh. You might say that hafrashas mikatshaso, Talmud Lomar v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. This goes to what we had before, Eitan, I think, brought up, the pasuk, the lashon pasuk. V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, but here takes it the following way. Matanaso mikatshaso, in other words, what makes it kodesh? Forget what you said. V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. Matanaso mikatshaso l'chayev lov keren v'chomesh, v'ina fashas mikatshaso l'chayev lov keren v'chomesh. Dei Rav Meir. So the first sheet in Torah Kohanim is, because it says v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh, At what point does it convert into kodesh that from now, if someone eats it, they have to pay keren v'chomesh, only mishas nesina. When the kohen gets it, now it converts into kedushas truma. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, af hafrashaso mikatshaso l'chayv lov keren v'chomesh. It doesn't explain, but that's the other sheet. No, Tosa says the kaparas tuya b'hafrashas of the Rashash sounds like Tosis is siding with the Shita of Blessed Rav Shimon. Hafrashas omikatshas. It's already now chal truma. Now we could say the kapara is attained through that. That's in the Torah Kohanim. In the Yerushalmi. Trumas Perek Vav. Hirfish ve'achakach ochal gukta de Rebbe ve'belazim Rav Shimon. Here it says Rebbe, not Rav Meir. De Tani v'nasan koyin sakodesh matanoso mikadshaso milecho betruma ve'af hafrashaso mikadshaso chayim lov chomesh. Dibbe ve'belazim Rav Shimon. Now it's interesting. The context seems to be this machlokas in terms of when would another person be chayv karen v'chomes, right? Okay. What seems to be maybe another nafkamina? If hafrashas mekatshasa or nesinas mekatshasa? No.
Give the give it.
Something else. No, you have to give it in the end. What else? What does Tosus say explains why it's a kapara? Tosus has a raya that's a kapara. Mechila. Mechila's kohen doesn't work. So Tosus concludes, it doesn't work that you don't have to be mafrish. You have to be mafrish. That's for your kapara. But once you have that, mechila works. So now, the Gra has a girsa in this Yerushalmi they just read, and it's also in the Gra Nishnos Eliyo and Nishnayis. We have in the Yerushalmi the following: Hifrish ve'achakach ochal lukta de Rabbi Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon. In other words, someone ate it after Afrasha. Is he chayv karen v'chomesh? The Gra has not hifrish ve'achakach ochal, but hifrish ve'achakach mochal. In other words, if the Kohen was Mochel after Hafrasha, that's the Gras Girsa. Let's find it for sure. In other words, according to the Gra, it's mamish muchach. You have no way to maneuver here. For Tosus to say explicitly that mechila works after afrasha, Tosus has to be taking sides in this machokas. There's no room for any Torah now. The Rashash is going to say that maybe Tosus can even work out according to Rebbe. Seemingly, according to the Gra, it's obvious that Tosus is saying hafrashasa mikatshasa. Hard to find it here, but I'll read it from the Shnos Eliyo in the back of Mishnah's Trumas. So he says exactly the halacha. Imratza kon limcho ena mochel, zok de gra kishelo hifrish. Ha hifrish ve'achakach machal, plukta de Rebbe Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, de Tani, and he quotes, Ve Yerushalmi, v'nasa kon isa kodesh, v'nasa nasa mekachasso, en vashim mekachasso, de ve Rebbe Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, afra vashas mekachasso. So the Gra says, and that's his Agar in the Yerushalmi too. Here, fish v'achakach machal plukta the Rebbe v'lazer Rav Shimon. So there's no question with the Gra that Tosfos is basically assuming here that what that hafrashaso mikatshaso, and therefore that's what Tosfos can say that the mechila works. That's what the Yerushalmi says basically. Okay. Now the Rashash didn't have that Hagar of the Gra. Rashash, and I found this in the Avnei Nezer too, they want to figure out a way that Tosus might even be saying his chiddush, that kapara is tui b'afrasha, and that's the answer to the kasha, that you need to have afrasha mishum misafik, because it's kapara, even according to the shita, seemingly, that nesinasa mikatsha. So how come? So look at the Rashash. Rashash says in the halach. Rashash says, Abukarsali, you know, Haramatsinu Bivchoros, so perakama. The Sfilei Revelazasham, the Mishnah, the end of the first peg of Bivchoros. Hamafrish pidyon petach hamor umes. So a person is mafrish aseh to be poda a pidyon petach hamor, a petach hamor, that the Kohen will get the seh, and the petach hamor will lose its iser hana, right? What happens if he's not successful in being pulled at the seh, the hamor, petach hamor, it's aser b'ana, right? What happened now? Umes. You didn't have a chance to give the seh to the Kohen. You were mafresh it for the Kohen, but the Kohen never got the seh in its physical possession. Machokes Tanoi, Rav Eleza Omer, Chayav Bachar Yisrael. In other words, you have to replace, you have to get another set and give it to the Kohen. And you were not successfully poda the Petach Hamor, and you need it's Aser B'ana still. The Chachamim disagree. In Chayav Bachar Yisrael. The Gemara says further, and the Rishash quotes this. However, Rav Eleza agrees. So what do you say according to Rav Eleza? That in order for the pidyon to take effect, that the Isra now gets lifted from the Petach Hamor, what has to happen? It has to get delivered to the hands of the Kohen. It's not enough that you announced it belongs to the Kohen. It has to get delivered to the Kohen. And yet, Moda Rav Elezer, be Yisrael, sheyesh lo safek Petach Hamor b'toch beis, so I might have a problem here with a Petach Hamor tzasa b'ana, but I might not. I might have to give this set to the Kohen, I might not. So what do? Shemafish tleh ola v'hushalo. I'm mafish the set. This should be for the Kohen. Do you have to deliver it to the Kohen? No. And then the chamor, petach chamor, is mutter ba'ana. So how can it be? On the one hand, he holds chai b'achri yuso, and the petach chamor is not redeemed to lose it or not until he Kohen gets it. And by a case of suffix, you see that it can just be mafish and it's enough. Says the Rashash, if that's the case, if Hachinami Ikala Meimar, Bivadaizar, if you have a person who's for sure not a Kohen, then let's argue like the Shita of Rebbe, Eino Miskaper Ad Sheyiten Liyad Kohen. Then the Kapara is hinging not on Hafrasha alone. What do you need to get Kapara? You need Nisinoso Mikachasa. However, Bisafek Sagile Bafrasha Bialma. So what is he suggesting? That to the extent that you don't have to give it to the Kohen, that everything is already accomplished with Hafrasha. Like you see in the Mishnah B'choros and the Gemara B'choros. Ulfize asya kikulayama. The af leman de amar, the ena miskadeshes at shetagia liyad Kohen, even according to the man de amar that says in Nisinasa mikachaso, mikol mokum hecha de ein tzarech litna le Kohen, ki go in the machal of a suffix miskadeshes miyad de Hafrasha. Do me the petach hamor. In other words, if the Kohen is mochel before hafrasha, what is he saying? The Kohen could be mochel. On what? He's mochel on what? On the nesina. So now the kedusha will take effect with the hafrasha. If I don't have to give it to the Kohen, the Kedusha takes effect with the Hafrasha. Do me the Petach Hamor. So that's what Rashash wants to say. Comes that Tosus is really going according to everybody. This, I found this approach in the Avnei Nezer also. Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer in Evan HaEzer, Reish Ayin Tes. The beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Tes, he asks two kashas. One kasha is Rashash's kasha. Chora Watoli and Amachokas here between Tanoyim and Yerushalmi. So how can Tosus just simply say Kapara is the Toli and Afrasha? And the second Kasha is the Kasha of the Beis Yaakov. That, what do you do with Kamed Ravmine? So he quotes Bechoros, like we just quoted in the Rashash, the Veleza holds, if you mafish me Suffolk, it's good enough, even though usually you have to give it to the Kohen. But Besuffolk, the Eina Mechoyev Benesina, Eina Nesina Ma'akev. If you don't have to give it to the Kohen, then everything kicks in earlier. Hachinami, after in Afrasha Mekadesh, Mishum de Mechuyah bin Nesina, Nesin Ma'akev. It's a different way of understanding Nesinasa Mekadeshasa. Not you need Nesina to Mekadesh it. Kozman, you need to do the Nesina, the Kedusha can't kick in until you do the Nesina. once there'll be a psak din that you don't have to deliver to the Kohen, then everything can kick in soon. So a psak din of hamotzi mechaber of a raya would be sufficient to therefore allow the kedusha to take effect right now. That's what they're saying. B'safik, the inam achoyi b'nesina, hafrasha levad mekadesh. So now he wants to come back and answer the nesivas is kasha. That's true, b'safik. Avo b'vadai, dekimre mederabi minei, wait. He says like this. This is totally in a whole other Indian. Kimid Rabmine, they're really, let's say Kimid Rabmine is going to tell you that you don't have to pay the Kohen. So now, does that mean everything should take effect right now? He says, really, this is a Shita of Rashi, and it's a whole discussion, but we'll just let it on a secret right now. There may be a Chiyav Latzei Fidei Shamayim, even when Kimid Rabmine applies. There may be a Chiyav Latzei Fidei Shamayim. If so, you can't tell me that there is no mitzvah nesina here, and therefore the kedusha can kick in right now. Even if Kavod Rav Minei says what it says, but there still is a ninyan to give it. So therefore, the afrasha will in fact not accomplish everything, and therefore you need a kapara. Therefore, you haven't done anything, and therefore the Mishnah says in Tzachim that you have to give Karim L'Chomesh, because ultimately you're going to need to do it, because you have no way to use Kamed Rav Minei, because if you use Kamed Rav Minei, it's still not going to take away the fact that you still should give it to the Kohen, in which case that fresh it wasn't accomplishing. What is he bothered by if this is true? Tosas says after Afrasha, what works after Afrasha? What could still work after Afrasha? Kohen could be Mochel. But wait a second. Kozman the Kohen wasn't Mochel. What do you have to do? You have to give it. If you haven't given it yet, then nothing has kicked in. So it's like a circle. It's a vicious cycle. How can Tosu say that the Kohen can be Mochel after Afrasha? The only reason there's a kapara with Afrasha, if you go Nesina Mekadshasa, we want to work Tosis into Revi. We hold like Revi. That's the problem everyone's raising. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this too. We want to hold like Revi. We don't want to tie Tosis down to the Manda Omar Afrasha Mekadshasa. We want Tosis to even go Nesina Mekadshasa. So what's the way around it? By saying that, just like we see in Bechoras at the end of the first parak, that if you don't have to do a Nesina, then everything already can take effect with Afrasha. So, if misafik, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, then the hafrasha is mekadesh. Now, if the Kohen is mochel, so now the hafrasha is mekadesh, but how does that work? Kozman, the Kohen is not mochel, there is a mitzvah nesina. If there's a mitzvah nesina, then you can't have a chalos kedusha taking place with hafrasha. So what's the Kohen's mechil going to do for you? Rashash seems to be okay with this, but what's the pshat? This is what he asks in Os Gimel here. Karshik says, "Sof de mitosus du achas sheifish yochel imchol." Even the pshat afrasha lo machal kohen, vayi mechusa nesina velo kitchaso afrasha. That after machal kohen, achakach b'menis kaddish. That what's going to make the kedushah? Betzorach lomar, the mikom makom holil afrasha. The afrasha works. Shachal alei chiyuv l'sita l'kohen. That now there's a frasha that gives you an obligation to give to the Kohen. The shuv kishin is stal chiv nesina memele neskadesh. So now, if the chiv nesina disappears, then the kedusha will come in at that point. It doesn't have to kick in bishas ma'isa the frasha. The frasha creates a chiv nesina. If there's a chiv nesina that's still pending, there's no kedusha yet. If the chiv nesina disappears, then the kedusha kicks in. Depends how it disappears through mechila. It's a full, it disappears completely. So what kicks in? Kedusha's truma. Kapara is attained. If it's a chiyuv of karvan, if it's a ptur of komid ravine, says the Avnezer, since there's still a mitzvah, let's say Sidei Shabayim, therefore, it really hasn't erased the chiyuv nesina, even though you don't have to give it. But there is a mitzvah to give it. Therefore, the mitzvah to give it holds up that you can't have kedusha. However, if it's a case of motzim b'chaver lo v'raya, where misafek, you don't have to pay it. So then we say that the kedusha is already taking effect right now. This is the pilpul that both the Rashash basically says and Rav Nenin says, and I found in Minchas Chinuch the same discussion. He doesn't like this approach. Minchas Chinuch is found in Reish Pei, which is the mitzvah of Lo Yochel Zar Truma, in Os Mem. He's mafalpul more or less with the same discussion. How does Tosus work with the shita that seemingly we hold like, which is Rebbe, that nesinas shel mikadshas? So they try to work out a plan, but again, these are the variables. If you say that to the extent that the sinah disappears, the mitzvah sin disappears, then everyone agrees hafrasha is enough. But the shaila is, how does it disappear? If it disappears with mechilas kohen, apparently that's good enough. How can it be? What came first? The mechila came before, when there was still a nesinah, a mitzvah nesinah. So how can the kedusha kick in? So you're going to have to say it. Rav Nenezer says it. Once you do hafrasha, then there could be a kedusha, but it can't quite take effect because of the nesina. Once the nesina is disappearing, then the kedusha takes effect right now. This is what they're trying to say to work it out. And what I said before, hang on a second, I said before that the Gra doesn't work, I mean, does not seem to work out with the Gra, right? Is that still so? What did the Gra say? That the Yishalmi made a mafurish and afgamina between hafrasha mekadshas and sasa mekadshas, so if mechila works. I think that's still correct. If the Gra learns that the Yishalmi said that, then Tosis clearly, by saying that mechila works after hafrasha, is taking sasa mechukas. If that's the Yishalmi's words, then obviously this Torah is not true. What they're saying is that the mechila can work according to everybody because it takes away the nesina, and if it takes away the mitzvah's nesina, then the kedusha can kick in right now. Yeah, that's still, if the Yishalmi didn't say what it said, if the Yishalmi just talked about nafkamina in terms of being chayv karen v'chomesh, but if the Yishalmi said explicitly that if the kohen is mochel after afrasha, is he able to be mochel or not? That is a nafkamina. If you hold nesinasim mikatshaso, then the kohen could not be mochel. If you hold afrashasim mikatshaso, then the kohen can be mochel. Then it means that Tosis is basically taking sides and assuming what? That I think is still correct. But if you don't have the Gra's change in the Yerushalmi, then you can maybe play with this possibility that the issue is really that even if Nisnasim Mekadshas, so it's only to the extent that there is a mitzvah Nisim, that's going to hold hostage the Kedusha of the Truma. But if you can erase the mitzvah Nisina in an absolute way, such as with Mechila, or such as because Hamotzi Mechaber all over rice, you don't have to give the Kohen. So that Sak Halacha is not to have to give the Kohen. So then, Memeva, the Kedusha will take effect with Hafrasha, and therefore Tosus could say what he says even with Hafrasha. Ben? What?
I'll ask the question
later. Okay, so I want to step back one step and say, okay, so in a way, this Mahalach could work to answer the Kashya of the Beis Yaakov as well, right? But if we, Rav Nenezer basically did that. In other words, if we say that Tosus is really holding, like the Manda Amar, Nesinasa Mekadshasa, and what we really need to do to say that the Kapara took effect is erase the Mitzvah's Nesina. And the Mitzvah's Nesina can't be erased with Kamei Rav Nenezer, maybe a little bit like the Beis Yaakov said, but he just said it straight. You know, you can't erase the Mitzvah's Nesina with the Kamei Rav Nenezer. With the Amineis, it becomes a little more fancy. In other words, because you still have a mitzvah lesser Sudei Shemayim, the chov of the Nesina, not the mitzvah Nesina, the chov of the Nesina still exists lesser Sudei Shemayim. So the Kamei Rav Nenezer has not really eliminated that chov completely in the absolute sense. So that is the reason why the Kapara has not yet worked, because we need, therefore, the Nesina as well. But if Mechila will take effect after Hafrasha, the Kohen will be Mochel, he's erased the Nesina, so that Hafrasha that you did a minute ago can now take on the Kedushas Truma, and you have your Kapar. Probably the easiest approach, though, back to Tosis, to say that, okay, Tosis is basically following the opinion that Hafrashas and Mekashas. No? Would you agree? Okay. It would be the simplest way to approach it, right? And according to the Gra, In the Yerushalmi, there's no two ways about it. That's what Tosis is obviously holding. So I want to understand, let's see if we can resolve the kasha of the Nesivus in a different way. What else is strange about Tosis? There's two dinim. There's a din of Hafrasha and a din of Nesina. And what did the Torah say? V'nasim l'kohen es HaKodesh. What does that sound like? The Nesina. And where's the Hafrasha? And where's the Kapara? Where does the Kapara lie? In the Hafrasha. And that the Torah didn't spell out. Is that not strange? So I want to suggest maybe like this. Really, we're misreading the Tosis in a sense. Tosis didn't say that there are two dinim that flow from the Ish Kiyocha Kodesh Bishkaga. There's a din of Hafrasha, and there's a din of Inasa Kodesh HaKodesh. Rather, what is the halacha? If a person eats truma, he has to make up what the truma that he ate. He has to give back truma. V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh is the fulfillment of that idea. He has to replace what he took. When he replaces what he took, there are two things happening. Number one, chulin becomes truma. So when he takes other food, that food is going to become kodes b'kdushas truma. Right? That's part of what happens in replacing what you took. What else is happening in terms of the keren? You have to give back that keren, that food, to the kohen that you took it from. Let's assume he ate truma that already was in the hands of a kohen. V'nasan la kohen es hakodesh. He has to give back the keren to that kohen that had it before. The chomesh can go to any kohen. Maybe the pshat in the Torah is the following. And what Tosis is machadish, at least in the Teretz, is the following. What was our problem? Where does the Torah say Hafrasha? The Torah says Nesina. No. V'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh means the following. Where if you hold Hafrashas and Mekadshas, so that's what we're assuming right now, right? That's what we're going at. We're going to learn Tosis like that opinion. Not the way everyone is trying to figure it out according to the other ones. Tosis is going Hafrashas and Mekadshas. When you are mafrish the new grain to replace the truma, what takes effect? That grain becomes truma, and it also becomes shayich to the kohen you took it from. I don't know if it's an absolute bailus or it's some kind of a bailus, a quasi bailus. I'm not 100% clear, but it's shayich to the kohen. He owns it. It all happens with your hafras. In other words, the Nasan la Kohen es HaKodesh is the Hafrasha. That's the Hafrasha. The Torah spoke about what it is that you do to make amends for what you did. That is the Kapara, and the Kapara lies in Hafrasha. Then it means that the Kohen that you took it from is now the owner of this Tzvua. So now what flows from that? It means that that the Kohen has money in your possession, that's his. He belongs, that's his, it's his money. It's his grain. So now, it's very good, now Tosis is perfect. What does Tosis say? First of all, if it's a suffix, let's talk about the case of a suffix. So what do you have to do, what don't you have to do? Maybe you need a kapara. Maybe you're a zar. It might be a zar. So what do you have to do? You have to do what the Torah says. So you have to be mafrish. And when you're mafrish, if you are a zar, then what happens? This grain becomes truma, and it becomes that Kohen's truma. Good. But now, do you have to give it to the Kohen after that? The answer is no. Hamotz mechvel avaraya. Why? Because on the tzad that I am a zar, then in Chanami, what I did was mattered, had consequence, it made Chulin into Truma, and it made it your Truma. But on the possibility that I'm not really a Zara, I'm a Kohen after all, then the entire thing was a shred. I didn't do anything. I didn't have to make any Chulin into Truma because I ate my own Truma when I'm allowed to eat. So then the whole thing is not true, it's not really Kodesh, and it's not yours either. So misafik, I don't have to give it to you. On the side that I'm, but I had to do something because I needed kapara. So what did I do to give myself a kapara? I made this your truma. If I'm a czar, it's your truma that I took, and I made it yours, and that's nasan koinis hakodesh. But because it might be that I'm a kohen, so I don't actually have to give it to you, because it may be that it's not your money that's sitting by me. So that's what Tosis said in terms of a mot from Yechavel of a riot. Says Tosis, and that which a kohen can't be mochel. So Tosis says it's only in terms of stopping the hafrasa. But as far as giving it to him, that the kohen can be mochel. What did Tosis say? Did Tosis say he can be mochel on the nesina? He can't be mochel on the hafrasa. There's two dinim. There's a din of hafrasa, a din of nesina. That's what Tosis said. Tosis says, "Had en kon yochel imchol haynu leinyan shelo yetzarach hafish." That he can't be mochelon. Avol achas shehifish yochel imchelo sheyeheshelo. What does it mean sheyeheshelo? That means he's not mochel the nesina. He's mochel that by a vada case. The person was mafish it. He made it the kohen's money. Now the kohen has a right to claim his money. So the kohen say, "Keep it. Yehi lecha shelach. Keep your money. Keep my money. You can have it now." Again, was it absolutely his money? I'm not sure, 100%, but it was, he was ocheret. But he says, you can have it. Not that the kohen is mochel on the nesina, on the mitzvah's nesina. The kohen is mochel that he's not going to collect that which is his. So what about the kasha of the Bis Yaakov? So what was his kasha? So go back to the case of Chametz bePesach, Bishogeg. What does it say? Misalin Karen Bechomesh. Why? Because it's a kapara. So Kim of Dravmine doesn't apply on kapara. So he says, what's kapara? Only afrasha. If kapara is only the afrasha, they'll let Kim of Dravmine exempt him from giving it to the Kohen. Is it a problem? The kapara is hafrasha. What does it mean? The hafrasha is not just stam to make a truma. The hafrasha made it the Kohen's. It's paid. The Kohen owes it. Okay, so Mela, the Kohen, he has money by you. So Kim Dramine is not going to erase, can't change that. Kim Dramine can only erase an obligation, a monetary obligation, I owe you. But if it's already yours, it's already the Kohen's. So basically, one you sold, I think, takes care of everything. In other words, the only Nikuda I think of bringing out is that the Nasan Lakoinus HaKodesh means that it becomes the Kohen. And that's through the Hafrasa. If we assume Hafrasa Mekachasa, that's what Tosef will go with. What did Tosef think in the question? It could be Tosef also knew that the Hafrasa makes it in some way the Kohen's. Maybe Tosef felt that it still has to go through the Kohen. Has to be higia liyad kohen for the kapara to take effect. In other words, it's true that you made it the kohen's, and the kohen has already a bailus of it when you're mafresh. Maybe that's true for Tosis in the question too. But what did Tosis think? That the kapara, that you don't get your kapara until the kohen has that money. That is really his even when it's in your possession, but he has to have it in his possession for you to have a kapara. So Tosis answers no. That with your hafrasha and making it the Kohen's, it's already a kapara. I don't know that Tosis is machadish this entire, vart, this chidush, that we're saying that everything becomes the Kohen's at the time of Avrasha. Maybe Tosis knew that too. But Tosis thought that the kapara needs the Kohen to actually have it. And Tosis is machadish know that the Avrasha, which makes it the Kohen's, v'nasa l'Kohen's HaKodesh, that's all that you need for the kapara. And Nemeva, what's after that is simply a question of the Kohen getting what's his. So as far as misafik, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. As far as mechila, the Kohen can say, keep it. As far as kavadrat minei, there's no way to erase that because it's a Kohen's already. And at Neila, we understand that Torah spoke about the main idea of Teshlumei Truma. The Torah didn't speak about an incidental point of giving it to the Kohen, and the Torah left out the main idea of the Kapara. No, the Torah spoke about the Afrasha. Why? Because Afrasha has in it the making it into the Kohen's money, not just making it into Truma. Making it into the Kohen's, that's the Afrasha. get all of this within the mandamar. We're reading Tosfos within that mandamar, granted. But according to that mandamar, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Not that the pasuk spoke about something secondary. The Torah spoke about the hafrasha. That's what hafrasha does. It makes it the kohen. I gave it to the kohen. So we really solve maybe with this also the questions that we've been dealing with. Questions. We'll have a couple questions. Yossi.
When the Mishnah himself says the shalim,
it has to be given to the kohen.
Right. So it's just saying since you've already transferred the kohen, so now.
Well, you have to do everything. You have to, yeah, because
right, so we're already phrasing though according to this understanding. It should have said, you know,
The obligation that your chiyuv is to give care of a chomish, but it means obviously you have to deliver it because the other case is eno chayev and you have to be mafrish. So it means does it ultimately have to go to the kohen? But that's why Kamed Rabbani can't affect that because you've already done everything. As far as making it the Kohen's money, so now you can't erase, they can't reverse, turn the clock back. The Kohen's money can erase a chol going forward, but it's already the Kohen's.
In terms of the chiyuv, I mean, it's already transferred, so a person who eats truma back, then his first chiyuv is to be mafish truma, and then the mission it kind of jumps.
Yeah. It's implicit.
Right.
Mishav Kevah Chomesh. Right. But again, this is all within the sheet of Rashas and the Katshas. That's anyway. You have to read the Mishnah. That's not because of what we're saying now or not. It's Tosfos already said, "Ain a Mishav Kevah Chomesh, but Hafrasha you need." So means Mishav means it's already including your Hafrasha as a given. You know, and then you have to go beyond that.
I'm not really understanding because if you're saying that Hafrasha wants to do Hafrasha, it wants to come in.
Yeah.
Right, that in the case that you brought before, when the grandfather from her mother's side,
he arshed it, and he ate. Yeah.
So now, who does it belong to? Because it's a truma. He's not a kohen.
Right. So that's the point. So he's mafresh it, and he doesn't have to give it to anybody because he owns it. So just
does he own it? He's truma.
Yeah, he can own it. He just can't eat it. Yeah, Yisrael can own truma. So he has to be. Yeah.
He can own truma. When you're mafresh,
Yisrael can own truma. Yisrael was yoresh truma from his grandfather Cohen. Good. So he's mafresh it, and it's hit, and he can keep it. He's mafresh it. He makes it. He has to make a truma. He has to replace the truma. That's a piece of the kapar, and he makes it the coins. Good. You're saying, well, how you make it the coins? The answer is there was no coin he took it from, so then he doesn't make it a coin. He only has to make it the coin if he took it from a coin. He ate his own, so it was Yisrael's before. So here the kapara would just be the fact that he made a truma, and it's still where it was before. Okay, I understand. In the case where it wasn't owned by a coin, and you ate truma, so then the making it a coin is not, you don't have to make it the coin. So you just have to give it to a coin, so you just have to make it to a coin. To the extent you don't have to deliver it to a kohen, you don't have to make it into a kohen's money, obviously. But here the kapara will be expressed in terms of making it truma, and then holding on to it. You're quite right. In a case where it wasn't the kohen's to begin with, you don't have to make it a kohen's now. I agree with you. If it wasn't the kohen's before, you don't have to make it. But when it was a kohen's before, then the kapara is going to require, again, not just the Kedushas Truma, but the Bailus of the Kohen. What we're adding is the Bailus already happened at the time of Afrasha. If you hold Afrasha from the Kacha, so it became already the Kohen's right now. That's what we're suggesting. Ariel.
So at the time it's not appreciated, the Kohen owns it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how, to what extent. Can
he
catch an issue?
He has to Kohen it back.
So I had this problem too. I think of this. It's a good question. So that's why I was a little tentative when I said, is he really on it? I don't know how to exactly formulate it, but it's miyuad for the Kohen, that's for sure. You're saying, if it's mamishes, then don't you need a hakana? How can mechila work? It's a good question. You have to know the gedarma of mechila. In other words, if I have money by you, and I mamish the full bailin, can I just say, I'm mechilit, you can keep it? You're right. You're quite right. I hear the ha'ara is a valid ha'ara. Could be there's a way to say that mechila could still work, or maybe it's something short of absolute bailus. But it's enough to say that Kamei Rabbanei can't step in and erase it because it's already enough his that you know you can't, and you needed that for the kapara already, right? And you had it, that Kohen Rabbeinu can't, has to be at an earlier stage. So I'm not quite sure how to put it. That requires more investigation. Exactly how much is it his? But the point is that the Hafrasha is not just about making a truma, it's about making it to Kohens. And that's the pasuk. The Nasan La Kohen is like Kodesh is the Hafrasha. That's the Nikud. But I'm asking. The question is a good question. Yeah.
Are we talking about just separating truma in place of truma that you eat?
That's correct.
So when you separate,
you have to separate out truma, separate kulin into truma. You're designating it to be truma, and again, the question is when that kedusha kicks in.
Right.
That's partly the question. In other words, it replaces the old truma.
So this isn't if you're just like being yotze your chiyuv of separating. No.
This is not. You cannot kill two birds with one stone, as it were. No. You have your own obligation to mafish truma from your own tevel. This is something else. A person who eats truma b'shogeg has an obligation to replace that truma. So he's mafish chulin, which becomes truma. At what stage does it become truma? That's possibly the machlokes, if hafrashasa mikatshaso or nisinasa mikatshaso. So if we're going to go with now that hafrashasa mikatshaso, it becomes truma b'shas hafrasha. Not my nafkamina, someone will eat that post-Hafrasha before it got to the Kohen. He'll have to pay Karen V'chomesh because he's eating Truma. What we're adding to this is that it's not just that you made a Truma, you made it the Kohen's as well, the Kohen that you got it from. That's our twist that we're adding. And then the other Mahalach that we're going before is, you know, in terms of learning that Tosis could have even been going Amanda Amar Nesinasa Mekachaso, but to the extent that the Nesina is not pending anymore, because whatever the cheshbon is, that you don't have to give it to the Kohen, so then already the Hafrasha can do it. And even if the Kohen is Mochel after the Hafrasha, but the Hafrasha is Mekadesh based on the fact that once the Nesina goes away, the Mitzvah of Nesina goes away, then the Kedusha can come in right now. But Kohen Rabbeinu, they won't be good enough for that, because there is still a technical chi of Lefis Yidei Shamayim. That was the other. But again, it's all working with the basic assumption that you have to make it into Truma, it's going to become Truma, and it's got to go to the Kohen eventually. And the words of the Torah are just four words, Nasan HaKohen Es HaKodesh. And that's what we have to begin to figure out, where does Hafrasha fit into all of that?
If you separate truma from like your own tevel, and you haven't given it to a kohen yet, but then you eat that which you separated
as truma, once that's just truma, then you have to pay
kind of
a chomesh.
Sure. Kind of chomesh should be only given to a kohen yet.
So it's not right. Then you give any chomesh is anyway to any kohen. So there would be any kohen. In other words, you can be chayv keren v'chomesh to a particular kohen if you ate the truma after it already was in the possession of a kohen. And you could be chayiv Karen to any Kohen, I guess, to the extent that you ate Truma that wasn't yet a Gilead Kohen. Right? There's a big tumult in the Hafua here when the Gemara says, Zarsha Achal Truma, Labaya Pato, Rav Achayiv, are we talking about Truma Shefai Gilead Kohen, Alo Gilead Kohen? It's a whole big discussion. But basically, the halacha is true in both cases. That by Shogig, by Mezid, that you have to pay for what you know, let's say Bishogig, you have to pay Karen B'chomesh. Again, Karen to that Kohen who had it already, if that was the case. And Chomesh, in any case, can be to any Kohen that you choose. Okay, let's take a few minutes to discuss...